I want to start with the most basic question. You know, you had a brick and mortar business, and you closed that business a few years ago, and you decided to do something on the internet to get the word out about what you're doing now. Why video? Why YouTube?
Well, when I had my Pilates and Wellness studio from 2005 to 2008, it was actually a dream come true to manifest that brick-and-mortar business. But what I realized about 2 years into it, that I was actually feeling stifled. I was feeling constrained, and I was not feeling that I was living the freedom that I wanted by starting my own business. And I started to look for ways to make money, to monetize my Pilates and nutrition practice beyond just the brick and mortar establishment so that I could have more freedom. Freedom is my number one priority, whether it is, location freedom, financial freedom, health freedom, and I was not feeling free in my brick and mortar business. And so I decided that I wanted to expand my practice. I had a big message and a big mission to help women generally, you know, just love their bodies, love their lives, love themselves. And the brick and mortar business was not giving me access to my full potential. So I decided one day to turn on the video camera and see if I could start shooting a few tutorial videos. And I started shooting Pilates videos, nutrition videos, health tips, wellness tips, personal empowerment, motivation tips, things like that. And this was back in end of 2007, beginning of 2008, when I started to do this. Now, I want to just preface this by saying I had zero practice. I had zero experience on camera. I didn't have a coach. I didn't have anyone showing me and teaching me how to present myself on camera, which it sounds like you just had some great speakers who were talking about that subject. And that's all really, really important. And I had none of that. I literally hit the record button and just started shooting videos. And so I threw these videos up on YouTube, this brand new site that one of my Pilates clients had just mentioned to me. And I started getting comments from women all over the world about how my video was impacting their life, how just a short 5-minute workout was changing their life, and how, you know, much more energy they were leaving these amazing, beautiful, heartfelt comments. And I realized that my purpose was so much bigger than the brick and mortar business that I had created for myself. And it motivated me to get comments from people across the globe, so that I decided to go ahead and close my brick and mortar business and start really focusing on creating a practice with a global client base. And so that's what I did. And I got started with YouTube. And I, like I said, I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't have a coach. I didn't have, an e-book or any great resources. And in the beginning, I made a lot of mistakes. I am, you know, really, really grateful that I've been able to learn from those mistakes and getting ready to actually relaunch my YouTube channel and make it even better, because there's a lot of changes happening with YouTube. So I would love to share with your audience some of the benefits of video marketing and really why you can't afford to ignore YouTube.